This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. It is comfort food season. Hippo editor Amy Diaz has stopped by with some suggestions to motivate us to get out this weekend and seek out some tasty eats and some drinks. Hello, Amy.
Good morning.
Speaking of the ultimate easy comfort food, New Hampshire's own macaroni and cheese bake-off is tomorrow. What's happening, Amy?
Yes, so this is really a celebration of all things. Well, really, it's to highlight New Hampshire's dairy industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a celebration of all things cheese and milk and the way they come together in gooey, delicious ways. This is on Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Gripponi Conference Center in Concord. And really, you just get to go and taste mac and cheese. There are, I think, between 25 and 30 different people who are entering this competition, everything from amateurs to restaurants. And actually, the amateurs, it's not like a, you know, the restaurants don't always win. The amateurs have won the grand prize in several years. So you get a chance to taste all different kinds of mac and cheese, and it's 2 ounce taste. But if you think about 2 ounces, 25 or so entries, that is a lot of
That's
mac and
plenty.
Cheese.
That'll, yeah, go yes. hungry. Yeah. Well, what can you learn about mac and cheese? I mean, it seems simple enough. It's macaroni and cheese.
Well, you know, so in our story about this, one of the tips that they said was that they told contestants to oversauce, that oversaucing your mac and cheese keeps the nice creamy texture even, you know, after a while. And if you make it at home the next day when you microwave it again, you know, it doesn't get dry. It stays nice and cheesy.
Oversaucing.
Oversaucing, okay. Tip of the day. I was also looking through some of the recipes for past entries, and there's just all kinds of cheeses. You get, you know, cheddar, but also different sharp cheddars and Monterey Jack and Gruyere and all kinds of things, you know, go into these cheeses. And that's just the traditional mac and cheeses. There's a creative exotic category, and all sorts of crazy things happen there.
Okay, give me an example of what's happening when you say it's crazy.
Well, so one year, you know, you get a couple of different takes on like barbecue. There was a smokehouse barbecue pork mac and cheese that won 1 year. There was a Reuben mac and cheese. There's been a couple of dessert mac and cheeses where they use sort of cheese and apples, and you get kind of a combination mac and cheese apple crisp situation. There was a chocolate mac and cheese, I think 1 or 2 years. So just all kinds of different takes on, you know, pasta and cheesiness, creaminess, that combination.
The nuances of macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yes. All on display. And you get to talk to the people who make them, so you can get ideas for your own mac and cheese.
And can attendees help to judge?
Yes. People who attend get to judge for the People's Choice, and then there are judges who judge for awards in each category.
Okay, that's the Mac and Cheese Bake Off on Saturday. Moving on to something that is a comfort food of sorts for some. The Winter Wine Festival is set to start. Where's that?
So this is happening at Wentworth by the Sea out in Newcastle. It starts this week and runs for about a month. You know, we're getting a little bit close to New Hampshire's Wine Week, which happens later in January. But the Winter Wine Festival, which has been going on for several years, kind of, you know, surrounds that event. So another good chance to get out. There are tastings. There are vintners' dinners. You know, it's a chance to learn more about wine and food pairings, maybe meet some winemakers. And if you're into wine, it's just a good way to learn more about it.
And maybe find the perfect wine for your mac and cheese.
Exactly.
If you're a teetotaler or an Anglophile, Amy has not left you out. Tell us about the Downton Abbey tea event.
Yes, so this is happening at the Cozy Tea Cart in Brookline on Sunday from 1 to 3. And this is really, it's fun. I was talking to the person who put together the menu, and she was saying that she really tried to look back what during the sort of post-Edwardian years, which is when the TV show Downton Abbey takes place, what would they have had at tea? And this is kind of a fancy version of tea. They have, you know, tea breads and tea sandwiches, pastries, and they kind of went through, found some good traditional dishes, and then named them also after some of the characters. And they're going to, you know, have the room that it's in decorated in kind of the Downton Abbey, the way you would see the dining room at dinner time with mm-hmm. the white tablecloth and all of that.
Okay, so do you need to dress up and use an accent?
They are encouraging, actually, dressing up or maybe a fascinator, which is the headpiece, you know, mm-hmm. if you've got at least that. So you might get to see at least one or two people in Edwardian dress.
Pinky out.
Yes.
There's much more at nhpr.org about these weekend events. Amy Diaz is the editor for The Hippo. Amy, thanks.
Have a great weekend.